Right, let's pick up on this initiative of the Gauteng government, an opportunity to wash clothes and have a shower for homeless people. How does this fit in with the many other things that need to be done with and for homeless South Africans in our province? Professor Stefan de Beer is at the University of Pretoria. He's director of UP Centre for Faith and Community, and over many years, they've been involved in trying to alleviate homelessness in various ways. Prof, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Your first response to the news of this initiative and now it's rolling out. What are your top line thoughts? Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you. I mean, we were aware of this for quite a while and we know some of the organizations that will roll it out on behalf of Gauteng quite well. They are organizations that have been around the block with us for a long time, so not fly by night, and that in itself tells, is good news. I think Abelo is right. Between preventing people from landing on the streets in the first place and making sure that people have secured long-term housing, there's a whole range of things must happen. I like your question. Where does this fit into the bigger thing? Every person who is on the street has a different story. There's no one-size-fits-all.
Right.
But I think the shower initiative to me is simply affirming what you and I every day long for. You know, we want to wash, we want to have a shower or a bath or whatever.
Yes.
Why we want to deny that of a person who's on the street? Some of them are waste pickers that actually save our cities millions of rands every year, according to the CSIR. They usually are not having place to store their stuff, to sleep, to shower. If you want to go to a health clinic, in many places people are experiencing stigma against them. If you want to go for a job interview, in all those cases, it is a basic right that you must be able to have access to ablution and water and a shower. So I welcome the initiative, but of course one must look at it in terms of part of a bigger, more holistic approach. It's one of many things that should happen.
So let's say this initiative continues at the pace it's going. It's not a massive thing going, but it will be rolled out. It will be spread. If you were to build in some things that you could deliver straight away to people who have just stepped out of the shower with some kind of small revitalization of their sense of self in the world, is this stuff that we can build onto it quickly? Because we're not going to be building homes and providing jobs with any kind of speed. I think the country's demonstrated that we so far are not enormously good at that. I mean, for example, what struck me is, and they don't have to be brand new clothes, would some new clothing, for example, make a difference? Is that the kind of thing we should be thinking? Or should we be looking at this as a platform for intervention in people's lives rather than just providing them with things?
Well, I think both. It's not one or the other.
Yes.
I think my understanding, the shower is part of an outreach possibility. It's meeting people. The nice thing of it is that it's not static. It's mobile, so it can meet people where they're at and go to places where there's concentration of people. My understanding is that all these shower facilities has an office, so they could be a social worker or an outreach worker. So it's more than just the shelter. It's starting to build relationships with people. It's a place from where they can be referred if they are substance users to facilities that can support them, to drop-in centers, to vocational programs, to shelters. So in my mind, this is just part of a more holistic outreach program that's not just meeting people on the streets, but is offering something tangible. I think it's a pilot.
Yes.
And so one can assess that and one can improve it. I would see it as a project in its embryonic stage that one can then build upon instead of just saying this is... if one doesn't do that, then one can say, is it a good investment? But I think it's too early to say. I think one could build upon that. The health elements, access to primary health care is one of the critical things for the homeless community.
Yes.
And shower facilities like this could also assist with that. So I definitely think it can play. And what is great for me about it is the fact that it is a dignifying a dignifying intervention. It says to people, you matter, and yeah.
So, Prof, I mean, all of this is happening at a time when there's money being cut back from NGOs in this province, but I think it's a nationwide issue. What's the specific picture with organizations working with the homeless? Are they as pushed and strapped for cash as everybody else?
Yeah, that's tricky terrain because on the one hand, there are very good things happening on the ground. You know, since COVID, there were new relationships formed between nonprofits and researchers and provincial and local governments. So there's very exciting things on the ground. On the other hand, there are delays, and organizations right now in Gauteng are uncertain. We've heard in the last 2-3 weeks of 30, 40-year-old organizations that had to close their doors. Contracts are signed late. And that puts organizations that are usually rather cash-strapped, very few nonprofits are cash-strapped, at great risk of closing down programs, staff work at risk. So I think there's also that element. It's one thing to roll these things out, but the efficacy, the effectiveness with which we do it, the accountabilities to each other is also critical. And so this shouldn't be one of the worst things this could be if it is just... window dressing. It can't be that. And I think the organizations rolling it out must make sure it isn't that, that this is really substantial and that it is more than ticking boxes, that it have an impact in the lives of people.
Thank you so much, Professor Stefan de Beer, joining us from the University of Pretoria Center for Faith and Community. It's 28 minutes past 5.